And now to Sierra Leone, one of the countries that has been hit hardest by the Ebola outbreak. It's killed more than 6,000 people across West Africa this year. More than 500 new cases reported in Sierra Leone last week. The BBC's Africa correspondent Andrew Harding reports.
I've come to a small village called Rubangba on the outskirts of Freetown. And if you're wondering why the battle against Ebola is going so badly here in Sierra Leone, this isn't a bad place to start. Yes, there are British Army helicopters flying overhead. There's a new British-funded clinic being built just up the hillside. And yet, in Rubangba, things are not going well. Six people have died in this village in the last few months, and we've just heard of another case of a woman who's fallen very ill, but she's been trying to keep it a secret. We're going to go to her house now. Mariatu Kamara is standing outside her home with her three young children. She's 30 years old, and her youngest daughter, Kadiatu, is strapped to her back. She looks exhausted. She says she's got a headache. She's got really nasty boils on her legs and on her arms and on her head as well.
Have you called the Ebola hotline?
I'm not your phone.
You've not got a telephone. Would you like us to call for you?
My husband is not at home. The kids are here and I can't leave them. Even if you call, I can't leave.
Now, Mariatu says she doesn't have a fever, and it's, of course, quite possible that she doesn't have Ebola. It could be any other disease here. But the fact is, she needs to be checked out. She needs to have a test so that her family and the community can be sure that they're safe.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm in Abdul Karim Kamara from Rubangba, Headman Rubangba village.
The local headman has arrived and is taking matters into his own hands, calling the Ebola hotline. It's agreed that a team will come out to take Mariatu to hospital for tests.
Just after Eastings, we pass the airfield, the other junction.
Her three children will be looked after by a neighbour, which, if they're infected, could, of course, mean the virus spreads. We've come just up the mud path from Mariatu's house to a quarantine house. Now, just over a week ago, a 15-year-old girl, Aminata Bangura, died here, suspected Ebola, and her 11 relatives have been ordered to stay inside their house for the next 3 weeks. They're going to be provided with food, but they're not supposed to leave in order to protect the rest of the village. But that doesn't seem to be happening. The mosque is right next to their house, and one of Aminata's brothers has just come out after prayers, so he's been mingling quite freely with most of the men in the community.
So you're under quarantine, yes?
Yes, sir.
But you've just been in the mosque?
Yeah, I've just been in the mosque for 3 years, sir.
Is that not dangerous?
Yeah. It's dangerous, but sometimes we have to go to mosque to pray. I mean, it's very dangerous.
Should you not perhaps pray at home so that you don't risk infecting everybody else here?
Yeah, but I don't know how to pray on my own.
Watching all this is Godfrey Kamara. He's the local head teacher. Because the schools are closed, he's not working, so he's now the chief social mobiliser, as he calls it, trying to get the community to rally and fight against Ebola. But as he says, it's proving very difficult.
They watched the body before they called 117.
The Ebola hotline. So
yes.
Everyone knows you shouldn't do that.
Yes, they shouldn't do that.
Because it's incredibly dangerous, isn't it?
Yes, but they are still doing that. And we are going house to house to tell people that they should not watch dead body. But they are still doing that because they still do this traditional wash. They wash the body before calling 117. So it is not good.
So there you have it. In one village, clear reasons why Ebola is not being beaten. There's secrecy, there's this issue with quarantine, and the fact that traditional beliefs still hold sway here, that in many communities they remain more powerful than the fear of Ebola itself.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting from Sierra Leone.